You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Friday, July 8th, and it's time for the Daily Lectionary, underwritten by Lutheran Federal Credit Union. Our guest pastor today, Pastor Sam Wiseman of Faith Lutheran Church in La Grande, Oregon. Pastor Wiseman, welcome to His Time.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm very well, and how are you, sir, on this very early morning?
Well, it's a bit earlier for me than it is for you there.
Exactly.
And I heard you right in the weather forecast telling us it was 55 degrees here in La Grande, which we do get nice cool mornings or evenings here. We're in a mountain valley of eastern Oregon.
Well, very good. Tell us about your congregation, Faith Lutheran Church in La Grande, Oregon.
Yeah, well, Faith Lutheran Church is basically, is a daughter congregation of a couple other churches in the area in 1958, and I'm the eighth pastor that have been here, and it's a small rural congregation, and it's also a congregation that serves a three-county area of eastern Oregon. We're the only LCMS church in what's called Baker County, Wallowa County, and then we are located in Union County, which is sort of in between those two other counties. So I do have members from all three of those counties that gather with us here at Faith Lutheran.
Well, thanks be to God for for Faith Lutheran Church in La Grande and the opportunity to proclaim the good news of Jesus there.
Right. Yes.
We are in Acts chapter 13 today, verses 42 through 52. Is that right, Pastor?
Yeah, well, that's what I've looked at.
Well, good. It helps when I read the same text.
Right.
Pastor, anything you'd like for us to know as we prepare to study this text?
Well, you know, it's talking about the they, and you might have already worked with this, but many of us know Paul fairly well and his conversion and his epistles. And we study Paul a fair amount in our Christian lives, but the man Barnabas is a little bit of a... one maybe not known as quite as well. Some of our scholars know him well, but Barnabas, son of encouragement, also named Joseph, was named Joseph by the apostles. We hear about him in Acts chapter 4. And, you know, as I mentioned that, he was a man that was very supportive and worked with the disciples and was... I guess what we consider a good church member, just active, involved, working with the apostles, working with the Paul in this situation, and a very good son of encouragement, which we always like to have as our church members and people of our congregations and people of Christianity. The other thing that... you know, in Acts chapter 4 did say that he did sell a field and brought that belonged to him and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. You know, there in early in Acts when the church was starting, he was one of those generous people that was very giving and working with those things, sort of the opposite of what Ananias and Sapphira did. So we see him definitely as being a son of encouragement, and we're very thankful for him and all the people that have followed him in his in the past years.
All right, let's take a look. Acts chapter 13, verses 42 through 52. We're studying with Pastor Sam Wiseman of Faith Lutheran Church in La Grande, Oregon. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call or an email, 314-821-0850, 1-800-730-2727, 1-800-730-2727. The email address, kfuo@kfuo.org. Here we go. Let's take a look. Acts chapter 13, verse 42. As they went out, the people begged that these things might be told them to the next, Sabbath. And after the meeting of the synagogue broke up, many Jews and devout converts to Judaism followed Paul and Barnabas, who, as they spoke with them, urged them to continue in the grace of God. So, as they went out, they begged that these things might be told them the next Sabbath. Pastor?
Well, yeah, you know, and so what were those things that they were begging to be told? And we have to go back to verses 38 and 39, and we see that... They proclaimed through Jesus the forgiveness of sins, and through faith they were freed. So that was the gospel. The gospel was coming to them, and so they begged that the gospel be brought to them again. But then, you know, also there in verse 41, Paul had quoted Habakkuk, and he had warned them about, for I am doing the work in your days, a work that you will not believe, even if one tells it to you. And so just sort of the warning of being willing to hear, and they were definitely showing themselves to be led by the Holy Spirit. We see the fruit of the Holy Spirit of them begging to hear more of the gospel. That's what they're looking for. So Paul and Barnabas did take that opportunity to speak and work with them, and to continue in the grace of God. They were right there along with them.
And after the meeting of the synagogue broke up, many Jews and devout converts to Judaism followed Paul and Barnabas, who, as they spoke with them, urged them to continue in the grace of God.
Yeah, yes. I think that's something that probably every pastor is working with on what they're trying to do with encouraging the congregation is to continue in the grace of God. You know, and as we gather for our Sunday worships, especially receiving of the Word and the sacraments, that's continuing in the grace of God. You know, so what does that actually look like? Well, that's receiving of His Word, receiving of the remembrance and the recognition and the working with our baptism, and then the receiving of the true body and blood of our Lord as we receive of it of His sacrament of the altar. So it is so edifying to be able to receive of that ourselves, but then also just to see others that is they are continuing in that grace that God has established and pours out for us on a regular basis.
Verse 44, the next Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. But when the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy and began to contradict what was spoken by Paul, reviling him. And Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly, saying, it was necessary that the word of God be spoken first to you, since you thrust it aside and judge yourselves unworthy of eternal life. Behold, we are turning to the Gentiles. For so the Lord has commanded us, saying, I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth. So here we are the next Sabbath, the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord.
Yeah. Oh yeah, almost the whole city, which always makes me when I see a qualifier there, the almost the whole city. You know, it's an honesty, but it's also a sadness when we have not everyone eager and ready to receive. As I say that, I realize there's always some situations of illness or. Your occupation or something like that is going to keep you away. But I would assume in this situation there, I would be led to think that there's some that just don't want to hear. And that would have been a sad deal. But again, the main point of that statement is yeah, there's a large number of people. I mean, that was a wow. So the people who had begged that they stay, it looks like they probably did something like went and told some friends and family, hey, these guys are going to be speaking again this next week, and you need to come hear them. And the evangelism that was taking place there in that first century. So there was the fruit of the preaching and teaching was apparent with some numbers. They had more people showing up. Whenever we're in the environment of numbers, we need to be cautionary on that and not get our edification, our well-being from numbers, whether it be the numbers of how many people are there or and I say that to being from a smaller congregation, or the numbers of the monthly budget and all those types of things that it can sometimes be very discouraging in some environments. That what we need to be mainly edified in is that the Word of God is being proclaimed and worked with on that. So, and in John chapter 6, I always remember that as Jesus was given his "I am the bread of life" whole discourse there, and many of the disciples left him because they said, "That's a hard teaching. Who can handle it?" And so we work with that, recognizing that numbers are wonderful, but most important in the whole situation is being true to God's word.
So when the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy and began to contradict what was being spoken by Paul, reviling him.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and as we've heard through some different situations in our maybe secular life this year, there's a doubling down. The doubling down by the Jews. They might have just sort of let these guys be speaking at first, but then as soon as they see that, oh man, you're getting some response, we don't like that. And it's sort of like in this situation, the old evil foe, the devil himself, was at work, and those who were not would not believe, and so they were coming and reviling and attacking the disciples for what they were doing. And so as we're in this world, we need to recognize that even as we're working directly within God's will, that does not mean that everything's just going to be a bed of roses and smooth sailing, because Jesus himself has prepared us and equipped us that in this world there will be some troubles. There will be trouble, and we just need to take heart that he's overcome the world.
Indeed, amen.
Yeah.
And Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly, saying, "It was necessary that the word of God be spoken first to you, since you thrust it aside and judge yourselves unworthy of eternal life. Behold, we are turning to the Gentiles."
Yeah. Well, the Paul and Barnabas were filled with this courage at this time. They spoke out boldly. I think we should, it's proper for us to see that the Spirit was interceding for them and speaking, helping them to, leading them to say things that they weren't quite prepared to say. And they had the Spirit interceding, and so they were able to continue on boldly. And then the thrusting aside. As we hear, it was necessary for the word of God to be spoken to you since you thrust it aside. Thrusting aside the gospel, what we see here is that you judged yourself unworthy for eternal life. That's a very sad statement. When people thrust aside the word of God, it is shown that they are unworthy for eternal life, yet they're unawares of what they're doing. as I hear that, you really don't understand what you're throwing away here. This is such a beautiful thing. Can you really put that aside and to try to plead and work and coerce and enlighten and show all those things? We pray the Holy Spirit upon those people that they might be able to not do so, because it is a very eternally damaging situation to thrust aside the Word of God.
Let's take a quick break before we go into that. I was just getting ready to go into this next quote, but let's take a quick break before we do that. We're studying the Daily Lectionary with Pastor Sam Wiseman of Faith Lutheran Church in La Grande, Oregon. We're in Acts chapter 13 today. If you have a question or a comment, 314-821-0850, 1-800-730-2727, 1-800-730-2727. 2727, or you can email us, KFUO@KFUO.org. We'll be back in just a minute.
The Lutheran Federal Credit Union is open to congregation members and employees of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and their families, and family members of students attending LCMS congregation-owned schools. Lutheran FCU offers checking and savings accounts, loans, and every banking need, including online and mobile banking. Lutheran FCU is part of a co-op network with over 5,000 branch locations. Lutheran Federal Credit Union is online at lutheranfcu.org. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Isaiah the prophet once wrote, "But now, thus says the Lord, your creator, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I've called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you." Hi, I'm Pastor Mark Hawkinson. The waters creep up and can get quite high in your life, but your Lord is much higher. I'll talk about it on Sunday's Moments of Assurance at 9:15 a.m. on KFUO.
You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. We're studying the Daily Lectionary, underwritten by Lutheran Federal Credit Union. Our guest pastor today, Pastor Sam Wiseman of Faith Lutheran Church in the Grand Oregon. We're in Acts chapter 13 today, verses 42 through 52. Let's take a look at verse 47. Well, before we do that, Pastor, anything else before we go on to verse 47?
No, I think there's an awful lot in here that there isn't any scripture, but I think we can go on.
"For so the Lord has commanded us, saying, I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth."
Okay, so basically a quote from Isaiah chapter 49 there. But as we hear that, it might bring back to mind many of our youth. As a young person, hide it under a bushel, no, this little light of mine, I'll let it shine. So we are a light of Jesus Christ, as Jesus Christ is the light of the world, and then we are more, we have our little light, but it does work more like the moon does, as a reflecting sign there, as the Holy Spirit is in us, and I guess we could consider that we are the true God in us as we're working with that. But it is a very encouraging statement that he has there for them, just basically saying that he's bringing the salvation of Jesus Christ to them through the Word, and that's the light that they need to have, is Jesus' saving work.
A light to the Gentiles.
Yeah.
"And when the Gentiles heard this, they began rejoicing and glorifying the word of the Lord, and as many as were appointed to eternal life believed. And the word of the Lord was spreading throughout the whole region, but the Jews incited the devout woman of high standing and the leading men of the city, stirred up persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and drove them out of their district. But they shook off the dust from their feet against them and went to Iconium, and the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit." So the Gentiles heard this and began rejoicing and glorifying the word of the Lord.
Yes, yes. Well, that finishes with a very wonderful statement of being filled with joy in the Holy Spirit. As through all the things that they were dealing with, they were still able to have the peace that transcends all understanding and work with that. But, you know, going back up to the verse 48 there, as we hear that, what caught me as I first read it is, you know, we have that situation, appointed to eternal life, believed. As many as were appointed to eternal life, believed. You know, and that one needs to be fleshed out a bit and worked with. Appointed could also be translated very well to be arranged, to set aside for. But all of them are going to be put to that situation of, you know, this is God's work as we're working with that, and we're so thankful as we We see the work of the Holy Spirit in us as receiving the Word of God and being receptive to those things and recognizing that God has chosen us. He is, you know, John chapter 6, we also hear that you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to accomplish these things. So as we work with that, it's a very comforting situation that God's at work through his different means and through the Holy Spirit to bring us into his kingdom. And so I always encourage people as they see these things that point to and work with the doctrine of predestination. It's a doctrine for our comfort, not for us to start to become an, judges and the ones who look how that's supposed to be determined. But we are to see that as a point of encouragement and comfort for us as we're doing so. Rejoicing and glorifying in the Word. You know, here's some Gentiles, and here's people just of the world, and they were rejoicing and glorifying what they were hearing there, and were so just edified by what the work of God there.
And as many as were appointed to eternal life believed.
Yeah. Well, you know, as we work with that, it's a comfort. God's grace is it's not through our strength. It's through God's saving work and his work in our lives that we are believers. And goes back to Luther's small catechism of I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ, but the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, etc.
Thanks be to God. When we look at this doctrine of election, those, you know, as many as were appointed or elected to eternal life, it is all about grace. It's not about us or anything that we do. It's all about grace and God choosing us.
Yeah. Something to definitely rejoice and glory, have glory in God in.
And the word of the Lord was spreading throughout the whole region, but the Jews incited the devout women of high... Well, let's stop there. The word of the Lord spreading throughout the whole region.
Yes. And so as we have, you know, we hear that often in Acts, and the word of the Lord grew, I think, is a phrase that's also used with that. It's spreading throughout the whole region, and the word of the Lord grew. Just continues to go out, and probably can work with the parable of the sower on that one. There's never a shortage of seed. It just continues to be sown, and he's looking for people to work in his harvest fields, but also to have the harvest fields there. The word needs to go out at some time. So we recognize that those are just some wonderful imageries that the scriptures have given us there, that God's word is continuing to reach out to every corner of the world, and may we be happy participants in helping that process take place as he's called us to do.
And the word of the Lord spread throughout the whole region, but the Jews incited the devout women of high standing and the leading men of the city, stirred up persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and drove them out of their district.
Yeah.
So it drove them out.
Yeah. But, you know, and so, you know, I'd like to know some of the emotional reasons that they were dealing with. What you can probably sort of analyze in this situation that there is just probably some jealousy, you know, these things might have been some economic things they're dealing with, a variety of things. But I also like to just realize that the word of the Lord also can be sort of biting. Well, it is very biting on the basic old nature of mankind. We can't just continue to be who we want to be. There gets to be the situation of, you know, sound doctrine is going to be working on the person to help them to live a more peaceful life with their neighbor, with their brothers and sisters, with their neighbor, and So then there's going to be some rebuking that takes place as we are in Scripture, and the correcting and the training and the teaching that all goes along with that, that all are for the purpose to make us a more peaceful, joyful person. But often what happens with the old man in humans is that we get so comfortable of just being the old man, and that this is who I am, and you can't, how dare you judge me, and all those things come coming back at them. So as they were incited, you know, some of them may have been cut by the double-edged sword of the Word of God, and not really, you know, took offense at that, and weren't happy about what was going on. So as we pursue with that, we need to recognize that we're not bringing all just comfortable message. Sometimes the message is going to be a message that causes people to really have to deal with themselves and their past and who they are, and come to grips with that. But in the process, the Holy Spirit brings us to the saving work of Jesus, which there is great comfort and forgiveness and edification with that. So, and then I did want to hit a little bit, you know, they stirred up these social elites, I guess is how I'd like to call them. And politically, it does appear that they won. They drove them out of the region. And... you know, this should be some great encouragement for the local member of a congregation, the missionary, whoever it is they're working with the Lord, and it doesn't seem to work as well as I thought it would. I thought, I'd proclaim the Word of God, and everybody would just like it. And I've had people they won't even let me speak here anymore. You know, and so this also happened here. And politically, they appeared to have won for a while. But we know that God is bigger than all those things, and he will work those things for his good. And what we need to do is just be consistent and persistent on being true to the Word of God and not being too wrapped up with the political environment that we're in at that present time.
But they shook off the dust from their feet against them and went to Iconium, and the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. The dusting off of the feet, you know, Jesus gave that directive in all the synoptic Gospels, in Matthew chapter 10, Mark chapter 6, and Luke chapter 9. He tells them, just dust the feet off. If they don't receive you, dust your feet off and go someplace else. And so, you know, here we have a practical application of what he's telling them to do. And here these disciples are doing so, and we're glad to see them do that. And, you know, obviously that's just, it's just don't let that stuff stick to you. Don't let that stuff weigh you down, or it's going to be extra baggage and you're not going to be able to carry on. If they don't receive you, just move on and realize that you're some seed that's being thrown on some pretty hard ground right now. And you're throwing some seed on some pretty hard ground. And so just move on, and maybe someone else will be able to come. I'll send someone else to water that at a later time to soften it up. But you just do what you do, and don't let the Holy Spirit do his work. So as we hear that dusting off our feet directive there, we should be just always encouraged to carry on.
Looking over the text as a whole, Pastor, anything else you'd like for us to learn from this text?
That final verse is, I've sort of mentioned a little bit on that, but being filled with joy in the Holy Spirit, just constantly being ready to receive and recognize the Holy Spirit working through calmness to the means of grace on a regular and consistent basis. That's how we get filled with joy.
We've been studying the Daily Lectionary with Pastor Sam Wiseman of Faith Lutheran Church in La Grande, Oregon. Pastor Wiseman, it's been a pleasure studying God's Word with you today.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and have a great day.
Thank you. You too. God bless you and all the saints at Faith Lutheran Church in La Grande, Oregon. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, Creation Club with Pastor Wirth. You're listening to The Messenger of Good News, Worldwide KFUO.